We all squeeze in?
Yeah.
The fourth and sixth floors of the Golisano Children's Hospital have been empty until now. But with the help of $45 million, they now house a cardiac catheter lab, a gastroenterology suite, 23 new private pre-op and post-op rooms, and 28 ICU and general care beds. Floor 6 houses the pediatric intensive care and pediatric cardiac intensive care units. It's big and bright with tall windows and light yellow and purple paint covering the walls. Dr. Jeffrey Rubenstein is the chief of this floor. He says the changes to the unit were collaborative. The head walls were designed by nurses, which are now the exact same in every room. And the family spaces were decided by families.
Bathrooms, space, but also space that was a little bit set off. Because a lot of our patients, if they aren't leaving and better in a day or two, tend to stay a week or two. And then families wind up having to pay their bills and do other things, and they really like to be set off a little bit from the world at times.
We're in a bit of still construction.
Floor 4 is still a bit of a work in progress, but will be home to 6 state-of-the-art operating rooms. Dr. Walter Pagoli is the chief of pediatric surgery.
I mean, this physical plant, this space is just magnificent. I mean, leaving the old operating rooms and coming up here is a dream come true for us. Plus, we're getting out of the adult operating suites. We're coming up to the pediatric suites. We're in the children's hospital. It's where we need to be.
The newest feature of these operating rooms will be overhead lights equipped with cameras, which can then be streamed to monitors around the room. Caitlin White, WXXI News.